Today our message is going to be more in depth. And I hope that everyone will understand and bear with me. Let's open up our Bible and read a couple passages together.
Hebrews chapter 11.
Hebrews chapter 11.
Hebrews chapter 11, 8-16.
大家翻到没有?
翻到我们一起来读。
Let's read together. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise as in the foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. By faith Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, was born as many as the stars of the skies in multitude, innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland. And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. By now they desire a better, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. It says that this country is a heavenly country.
21-22.
By faith Jacob, as he was dying, blessed Israel of his sons of Joseph, and worshipped, leaning on the top of his staff. By faith Joseph, when he was dying, made mention of the exodus of the sons of Israel, and gave orders concerning his bones.
好,我们读创世纪,
the book of Genesis,
25章,
chapter 25,
创世纪25章21节到24节,
21-24. Isaac prayed to the Lord on behalf of his wife, because she was barren, and the Lord answered him, and Rebekah his wife conceived. But the children struggled together within her, and she said, "If it is so, why then am I this way?" So she went to inquire of the Lord. The Lord said to her, "Two nations are in your womb, and two people will be separated from your body, and one people shall be stronger than the other." And the older shall serve the younger. When her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, they were twins in her womb.
28章,
chapter Genesis, chapter 28,
10-22.
Then Jacob departed from Beersheba and went toward Haran. He came to a certain place and spent the night there, because the sun had set. And he took one of the stones of the place and put it under his head, and lay down in that place. He had a dream, and behold, a ladder was set on the earth with its top reaching to heaven. And behold, the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, "I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give it to you to your descendants. Your descendants will also be like the dust of the earth, And you will spread out to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And in you and in your descendants shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Behold, I am with you, and you will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. He was afraid and said, How awesome is this place! This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. So Jacob rose early in the morning and took the stone that he had put under his head and set it up as a pillar and poured oil on his top. He called the name of that place Bethel. However, previously the name of the city had been Luz. Then Jacob made a vow, saying, If God will be with me and will keep me on this journey that I take, and will give me food to eat and garments to wear, and I return to my father's house in safety, then the Lord will be my God. This stone which I have set up as a pillar will be God's house, and of all that you give me, I will surely give a tenth to you.
32章
Genesis chapter 32, 22-32. Now he arose the same night and took his two wives and his two maids and his 11 children and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. He took them and set them across the stream, and he went across whatever he had. Then Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until daybreak. When he saw that he had not prevailed against him, he touched the socket of his thigh, so that the socket of Jacob's thigh was dislocated while he wrestled with him. Then he said, Let me go, for the dawn is breaking. But he said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. So he said to him, What is your name? And he said, Jacob. He said, Your name shall no longer be Jacob, but Israel. For you have striven with God and with men and have prevailed. Then Jacob asked him and said, Please tell me your name. But he said, Yet my life has been preserved. Now the sun rose up on him, just as he crossed over Peniel, and he was limping on his thigh. Therefore, to this day, the sons of Israel do not eat the sinew of the hip, which is on the socket of the thigh, because he touched the socket of Jacob's thigh. Genesis chapter 47, 1-2. Then Joseph went in and told Pharaoh, and said, My father and my brothers and the flocks and the herds and all that they have come out of the land of Canaan. And behold, they are in the land of Goshen. He took five men from among his brothers and presented them to Pharaoh.
27-36.
Chapter 47, 27-31. Now Israel lived in the land of Egypt, in Goshen, and they acquired property in it and were fruitful and became very numerous. Jacob lived in the land of Egypt 17 years, so the length of Jacob's life was 147 years. When the time for Israel to die drew near, he called his son Joseph and said to him, Please, if I have found favor in your sight, place now your hand under my thigh and deal with me in kindness and faithfulness. Please do not bury me in Egypt. But when I lie down with my fathers, you shall carry me out of Egypt and bury me in their burial place. And he said, I will do so as you said. He said, Swear to me. So he swore to him. Then Israel bowed in worship at the head of the bed.
好，我们读希伯来书十一章，等候那座有根基的城。
When we read Hebrew chapter 11, we know that there is a city of foundation.
这是圣经里面一个非常伟大的圣经。
And this is a great passage in the Bible.
那不是说将来有座物质的城要出现。
It doesn't say that there is going to be a physical city that will appear.
这座有根基的城。
For the city that has foundations.
受到神儿女极其荣耀的命运,
in fact, the destiny of the Christians.
这里说就着神所经营,
because this city, whose builder and maker is God Himself. So today, as sons and daughters of God, we know that God works on each one of us. And then when God does His work on us, He does it on the trivial things. In our mundane, everyday life. So I tell you that never to belittle the little things in your life. And then when last time when the St. Gabriel Church and the Pomona Church got together, I said one verse is that do not belittle of the little things of your life. Today God's worked on us in these trivial things. And this work that He does shall last eternally.
保罗说,
because Paul said that through us, it is the eternal glory that will be manifest. And today, when we follow our Lord, we follow Him through the little things. So that He has raised up many, many people. We talk about Abraham. And then we briefly talk about Isaac. And then we talked about Jacob, and then now we're on the second part of Jacob. And then this second part will be more in depth than the first part. And these people are our examples. And then in their life, we could see the path that our life should take. How the Lord has done His work on them. Today He will do the same work on you. Jacob shall be our example. In the Old Testament, there are two highly spiritual people.
一个是雅各,
one of them is Jacob, the other one is David. And they are completely different people. Jacob came from a lower status in the society. But David was born in royalty. Now Jacob did not have a good character in the beginning. And he was someone who is absolutely selfish. And then he would only think of himself and not anyone else. But Jacob is also clever. But also he is deceitful and crafty. And Jacob is willing to do whatever it takes to get what he wants. And then I say that we are all kind of like Jacob. Or maybe Jacob is a little worse than us. Maybe we're not as crafty or corrupted as Jacob. But I say that Jacob is truly like an example for us. But Jacob, how he's transformed into one of the most spiritual person. So seeing Jacob, we now all have hope. How Jacob was born. And how at the end he died as a glorious man. And how he should be our example. And then how we could use one sentence to describe Jacob. How Jacob transformed his life into Israel. Jacob represents corruption. For we all share the same natural
nature.
Last time how we talked about when he was in his family. How he deceived his father and took the firstborn's right. And then how he took the name of the firstborn from his older brother. But then at the end, he ended up leaving his home. He no longer can live with his family. And now he had to leave his house and walk away. So today we're going to start there as our second part. That time, he had to leave Beersheba. And then now he is worried. He didn't know where he is to go. Now he is in Haran. And then when he got to Haran, the sun was set. And he was troubled, but yet he still needed to find a place to sleep. So he took one of the stones of the place and put it under his head. I really don't know what Jacob was thinking. If it was up to me, I would rather not have a pillow than have a stone as a pillow. But then I tell you that is the work of God. Because the stones in the Bible represent resurrection. And then Jacob took this stone. He took this stone and put it under his head. And then he had a dream. And this the dream is the vision of the first time of the house of God. And the house of God is indeed important. And then as children of God, we all come to the house of God. And when our natural life is gone, then our natural home is also gone. But yet the heavenly home is eternal. And this eternal home is the one that takes us into eternity. And this is the first time that he talked about the house of God. And then he put a stone under his head and he fell asleep. Then he had a dream. And now he sees this letter. A letter was set on the earth with its top reaching to heaven. And God is on this letter. And the angels of God are ascending and descending on this letter. And then this dream or this vision is important. Because in John chapter 2, Jesus gave an explanation of this vision. And then at that day, Jesus is seeking for Nathanael. And then Philip found Nathanael. And then he said to him that we have found him with Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote. The one that the prophet has talked about, that we have found this person that the prophet talked about. Who is this person? This is Jesus of Nazareth. But then I tell you that Philip said something wrong.
He said,
Jesus is the Messiah, right? But then Jesus is not from Nazareth. For Jesus is from Bethlehem. And they tell you that Nathanael actually knows the Bible a little better than Philip. So Nathanael said to Philip, saying, can any good things come out of
Nazareth?
And then, so Philip now didn't know what to say to Nathanael, but he said one right thing and he said, come and see. So I tell you now, if we want to convince someone, don't use your own
words.
But what you need to do is tell that person, come and see. And then now Jesus saw Nathanael. And he said that this is the true Israelite where whom there is no deceit. And then Nathanael said back to him and said, how do you know me? And then it's the first time that I met you. How do you know that I have no deceit? And then Jesus says, even before Philip called you, even when you were under the fig tree, I already saw you. And then Nathanael answered him and says, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. Now, why did Nathanael have that reaction after what Jesus said to him? Because Jesus at that moment opened up Nathanael's eyes. But then I tell you, there's more explanation in here. The fig tree is a symbol of kingship of Israel. And then at that time, Israel has been overtaken for many years. and all the patriots,
都想念以色列的王权,
all the patriots of Israel are now missing the kingship of Israel. And Daniel is one of these people who missed this kingship.
所以主说,
so when Jesus says, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you.
And
Daniel is indeed someone who missed this kingship. He has been thinking of this fig tree, the kingship. So in fact, what Jesus said is exactly what Nathaniel was thinking about. So then Nathaniel proclaimed and said, you are the son of God. And you are the king of Israel. Is it because Jesus already knew that he was under the fig tree? But then Jesus answered and said, I said to you that you will even see greater things. And you will see the heavens open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. And then at that time, Jesus took Nathaniel into Genesis book chapter 28. Because Jesus himself is this letter. What is this letter to heaven? This letter is connecting heaven to earth. This is a place where God and man mingle. And this is the representation of how the words become flesh. This letter is Jesus. And this letter allows the angels to come down and to go back up. And this in chapter 28, this is where God revealed himself to Jacob. He said that I will give you this land which you lied on. And your descendants will be like the sand of the seashore. So God gave Jacob a great promise.
He
said that all your descendants will be blessed.
And
then now he talked about how Jesus is a descendant of Jacob. Is that all your descendants will now be blessed. And now Jacob woke up from his dream. And then he said that God is here, yet I did not know it. And then he says, this is not anything else. And he says, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gates of heaven. And in the Bible, the house and the temple is the same thing. So here, it should be the house of God. And this is the first time the Bible talks about the house of God. And said, this is none other than the house of God. So now, he set up this stone as a pillar. And after he set it up as a pillar, he poured oil on his top. And this pillar is a representation. The pillar is the resurrected life. And the oil is the spirit. So the pillar on the oil is now the house of God. And he called the name of that place Bethel. Bethel is indeed the house of God. So Bethel now became a famous name. Now have you run into the name of Bethel? There's an orphanage named Bethel. There's a lot of places named Bethel. In Genesis chapter 28, the first revelation of the house of God. And said, this is none other than the house of God. And this is the gates of heaven. And then the next time when Jacob comes back, he now brings with him the 12 tribes. And that's when they start building the house of God. So today we're going to talk about the vision of the house of God. This is the first time of the mentions of the house of God in the Bible. And Jacob, this person, he is crafty. And then when he first chose to follow God, he wanted to gain an advantage. He wants God to do things for him that he cannot do. But then now slowly he follows the Lord. And then God, through his circumstances, make Jacob.
制造他,
to build Jacob.
雕刻他,
to craft Jacob.
有华有诡诈的雅各,
so this crafty Jacob has transformed into glorious Israel. And that's indeed the work that God is doing on each one of us. Through our environment,
神制造我们,
God made us,
雕刻我们,
mold us,
工作在我们身上,
and do His work on us,
要让我们天然生命,
so that our natural life
转换成为一个荣耀生命,
will transform into the glorious life. What is Israel?
意思叫神做君王,
Israel means God is the king. Last time we talked about Jacob and the meaning of Jacob. What is the meaning of Jacob? It's to grab.
抓,
to grab.
雅各抓一切为了他自己有益的事,
and Jacob is someone who grabbed everything for himself. Doesn't matter what method he uses, he grabbed. So when he was born, he grabbed onto the foot of his brother. So that's why Isaac named him Jacob. Today, a lot of people are named Jacob. And there's a lot of brothers, they're named Jacob indeed. But does anyone name their son Grab?
前些日我知道一个斯莫森多年的一个老弟兄走了。
There is an older brother, he is now passed away.
田老牧师过了一百多岁了。
He lived more than 100 years old.
他名叫田雅各。
And then his name is Jacob Tan. But I'm not sure if he knows the meaning of Jacob. How would he name himself to grab? Does anyone want to name themselves to grab? Now, if we just name Jacob, we don't know the original meaning of it. The original meaning is to grab. And then the Lord sent his lifetime to build Jacob. So that Jacob went to his uncle's house. His uncle, Laban. Laban has two daughters. One is Leah, the other daughter is Rebecca. A lot of sisters are named that. And I know more than one Leah and more than one Rebecca. And he said that Rebecca was pretty. Rachel was beautiful to sight. Leah, on the other hand, Leah, on the hand, was not pleasant to the eyes. And then Jacob really loves Rachel. So Jacob tried to make this covenant with Laban. And said, I will serve you for 10 years and you will make Rachel my wife. And then at that time, there's no light at the end. At the night. So after the first night of marriage, he find out that the one sleeping next to him was Leah, not Rachel. So that Jacob went to Laban. And then he said that in my traditions, the firstborn has to be married before the younger one can be married. But then Jacob really loves Rachel. So to marry Rachel, he spent another 10 years serving Laban. So that Jacob spent 20 years under Laban. And then someone who is as smart as Jacob, God gave him Laban, who is even more smarter than him. So that Jacob is someone who wants to take advantage of everyone else. But then now he met Laban, and there's nothing Jacob can do. And then 20 years, Jacob had to serve Laban. And then Jacob is still someone who is clever. And then at the end, he ended up with four wives. And then the two other wives are the servants of Leah and Rachel. But then this is the Old Testament.
新约只可以有一个太太了,
In the New Testament, you're only allowed to have one wife.
你有两个妻子,
if you have two wives, then you, I will not break bread with you.
他第四个妻子商量,
so Jacob is now consulting with his four wives.
我们也一逃啊,
and he says, we are going to run away from Laban.
他逃哪里去呢?
And where did he end up going?
他只有一条路回家,
and then now he took this one path back home.
一想到回家,
and he started thinking about home.
马上就想到他哥哥, Esau, Esau 要杀他,
and then now the first thing that came to his mind was his older brother Esau, who is wanting to kill him. So now Jacob used all his brain.
把所有人分成两个 team, 两队,
he now separated his team into two different groups. Leah, someone who didn't like so much, put her on the first team. And Rachel, who he loves, is now on the second team. So the first team would go first. And then a lot of servants. A lot of gifts. He bought everything and he told them what to say. Well, when they run into Esau, what was they going to say? And then when they met Esau, they would all bow. And says, these gifts and servants are things that Jacob wants to give to you. So that all through this whole way, he wants Esau to not be angry anymore. And now Jacob has everything in place. And then at the end, he prayed. A lot of times, that's exactly what we do. You would first put everything in place by your own might. And then at the end, you pray. And then you will think that at the end, if I pray, that will serve as an insurance. And this is Jacob. And then he has done all this. And then now he is at a place named Peniel. And then at Peniel, a great thing happened. Because Jacob ran into a man and started wrestling with him. And then they wrestled the whole night. And this person who Jacob wrestled with was the Lord. And then the one who can be seen by the eyes is our Lord. As the children of God. Through our whole lifetime, there is true life in us. Our natural life. Our natural life, you has no relationship with God. We spend our whole life wrestling with it. Now, do you have the same story? Do you share the same story? Do you wrestle with yourself? And then at the end, now God cannot overcome Jacob's natural life. But at the end, I am still doing things for my own will. I'm still doing things to my liking. And every time I make a decision, I wrestle. And then my life would overcome. And this is the story of Jacob and Peniel. And then at the end, Jacob won. Jacob did not win. And yet, at the end, there's no winners. And then God touched the socket of Jacob's thigh. And then at that time, Jacob became crippled. And then the Old Testament is like a picture. But indeed, that's a picture of our life. After we have believed in our Lord, our natural life still prevailed. For I tell you that our natural life is strong. And then at the same time, we become disobedient to the Lord. But then slowly, one thing we learn is that after we have met the Lord, comparing to when we were believing, this natural life was strong. Our brain, our cleverness, all the things we could use for my natural life. But after we have believed in the Lord, we want to depend on our life, then we no longer want to depend on our natural life so much. Because we know our natural life has limitations. But yet, we still like our natural life. And then our natural life look to be... Do you share the same feeling?
有没有这感觉？没这感觉。有。我们的大腿扭了。
Even though our diet is now dislocated.
什么叫缺腿啊?
And how do we be crippled? Is that when he walked, he wouldn't notice.
实在走路了，发现腿瘸了。
But then when you try to walk, then you will remember that you have a disabled leg.
我们生活行动的时候,
is when we walk in our life. Then now we find out there's limitations in our natural life. And now we become powerless.
这是我们神的儿女，这是我们懂的故事啊。
And this is a story that as children of God we should understand.
两个生命征战,
that in our life there's two different lives that is struggling.
神把他摸了一把,
but God now touches thigh.
他的腿扭了筋了,
and his socket is now dislocated.
神说你的名字叫什么?
And then God asked him, what is your name?
他说我叫雅各。
And he said, my name is Jacob.
雅各的名字蛮好听的。
And then Jacob sounds like a Greek name.
但这不是原文啊。
Because it's Jacob.
Jacob's
and then Jacob sounds like a pretty good name.
神，你的名字叫什么?
And God asked him, what is your name?
他一定小小声音讲,我的名字叫抓了。
And then he didn't say, my name is Grab.
我一生被抓了。
Because my whole life I spent grabbing.
以后不要再叫雅各。
And the Lord says, your name shall no longer be Jacob.
改名叫以色列。
But Israel.
雅各永远瘸腿了。
And now Jacob, from then on, he is now crippled. Because Israel means that the Lord is king. That the Lord is sovereignty. And Jacob, or Israel, now leads a new life. And then still, throughout his lifetime, he made more challenges so God can build on him. And then in all these different things,
一点一点慢慢地从雅各变成以色列。slowly,
one thing by another, Jacob transforms into Israel through his whole lifetime. And it will take a very long time for us to change our natural life into spiritual life as well. There's two things as a representation. And then one thing is that Jacob always loved his young son, Joseph. And he loves Joseph. And he even treats Joseph way differently than all the other brothers. Even he has better garments. And Joseph has this colorful garment that represents that he is the most loved son. And that make the older brothers envious. And then all the brothers now came up with a plan. And then they sold Joseph as a slave to the Egyptians. And now Joseph went to Egypt to be a slave. And then they came back and told Jacob. And says that Joseph is now being eaten by a beast.
以色列,雅各听见这句话,
and then what after Jacob heard it?
这件事叫我白发苍苍,悲悲惨惨下阴间,
and then Jacob said, now I'll go to Shiloh with sorrow.
他不晓得雅各卖到埃及去了,
and then Jacob didn't know that Joseph was still alive and is now a slave.
能祝福雅各是在埃及,
so, but then now God has his blessings to Joseph.
到了最后他成为埃及的首相,
and then at the end, Joseph became a bishop in Egypt. And then slowly in the Bible, they were talked about it.
雅各一路上面神不夺他,
and then Jacob, through his whole life, God make him.
这么爱拉结,
and then he really loves Rachel.
不喜欢,
and he doesn't like Leah.
Leah一个生孩子,
but then Leah is the one who keeps on bearing children. And Rachel couldn't bear. So then at the end, Rachel started messing with Jacob. And that's how Leah had given so many sons. And the first one is Judah. And then Jesus is from the tribe of Judah. And then at the end, finally, Rachel gave birth. And he gave birth to Benjamin, the ones that she died giving birth. And then it's a deeply tragedy. Because at the end, now Rachel had to go. Even though Benjamin was safe. So Rachel gave his son the name Benoni. Which means that this is the son of my pain. And then Jacob at that time already knew God very well. And then Jacob really loved Rachel. And then Rachel gave the son named Benoni. And then Jacob says, I will change his name.
不要叫贝俄尼,
so he will no longer be called Benoni, but become Benjamin.
父用右手高举自子,
Benjamin, which is the son on the right hand, there will be raised up. And the Benjamin, in fact, in the Bible means an overcomer. Is that the father used his right hand to raise up this son. And then Jacob, his life is spelled by the Lord. And then at the end, when Joseph became a bishop in Egypt, Joseph sent his people to take his family to Egypt with him. And then now, Jacob recognized that his son Joseph is still alive. And he indeed became the bishop of Egypt. And then at that time, Jacob has now a different life. And he has now become very spiritual. And then he said, okay, I will go see Joseph. And now he went to Egypt. It was the Jacob before. The Jacob before would like to take benefits from everyone he meets. He would try to benefit himself, whatever means he can. And now, if his son were the bishop, he was a bishop of the strongest country at that time, Egypt. And Joseph led Jacob to see the Pharaoh. If it was the old Jacob, Jacob probably come up with a list of demands to Pharaoh. And because now he gets to meet the biggest king. And he said that my son is your bishop. But then now the new Jacob came in. He didn't ask for one thing from Pharaoh. And in fact, he raised his hand and blessed Pharaoh. And then this, in the Bible, is the one who is more powerful will bless the lesser ones. And he said, you are nobody. And there is nothing that you can give me. There is not one thing that I want from you. But in fact, I have something for you. So Jacob blessed the Pharaoh. And then when he left, he also raised his hand again to bless him. He had nothing he wanted from Pharaoh. And then Pharaoh asked him, how many years have you lived? And then Jacob gave a great answer. And he says, the years of my sojourning are 130. Filled and unpleasant have been the years of my life. Nor have they attained the years that my fathers lived during the days of their sojourning. And here he talked about sojournings two times. Because he knows that his homeland is in heaven. And he is only a stranger and a pilgrim in this land. And one day I would return home. Because there's not one thing I want from this land. Jacob now transformed into Israel. Then Jacob had this dream, wonderful dream. This most wonderful dream. This prophecy for the 12 tribes. It talked about the tribe of Judah. It talked about how Jesus will be a descendant of the tribe of Judah. And then the name of Judah means to praise. It says that the brothers will praise Judah. And it talked about the life of Judah. And the teeth will be white. He says that the scepter shall not depart from Judah. Now, this scepter and the staff is the symbols of a king.
君王生命, 君王权柄,
One is the sovereignty of the king, the other is the life of the king. They will both be on Judah. Until Shiloh comes,
万民都要归顺,
and to him shall be the obedience of the people. Shiloh means the peace giver. And this one is Jesus. And Jesus comes with peace. And then before Jesus departed, he said this to his disciples. And he says, Peace I leave with you. And my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give you. This is the peace from Jesus. This peace is different from what the world can give you. When we are in trouble time, we are peaceful. When we are in fear, we have peace. And even when we died, we have peace. And this is the peace. There is nothing in the world can tremble God's peace. In the heaven, all glory is to God. And then on this land, the peace goes to the one that he is pleased. And then the deceptor shall not depart from Judah until Pharaoh comes. Until the peace giver comes. And to him shall be obedience of the people. And Jacob now become transparent. And then Jacob gave his last command to his bones. And then the bones means resurrection. Even though he died in Egypt. But he gave his last command. And says, do not bury me in Egypt. Because he now gives these prophecies that people will leave Egypt. And then said, carry me out of Egypt and bury me in Canaan. Even though I died in Egypt, but I will resurrect in Canaan. So today, as children of God, we died in this world, but we will be risen again with the Lord. And this is the last command that Jacob gave on his bones. In the book of Hebrews, he talked about this. He said this is the last command on his bones. And Jacob shall serve as an example to all of us. And in fact, he gives us this path to follow. That God does His work on our life. So that we could transform from Jacob into Israel. From our natural life into our spiritual life. And yet, so in our circumstances, we need to learn to be obedient. Because this work takes a long time. And then our life will slowly reveal until the day when we meet the Lord. So how about we sing this song again? And Psalm 584 is in fact Hebrew. Hebrew chapter 11. This is a great song. Thanks to the Lord.
好,
and there is another chance we get to meet Jesus.
我们相信他的时候,
and then we believe that when we believe in Him, our life can change. And in fact, this is the miracles that we have.
借着主我们可以认识神,
that through Jesus, we get to know God.
相信在我们这一生的路上,
and I believe that in our whole life,
很多 弟兄姊妹基督徒的朋友都为我们祷告
A lot of brothers, a lot of Christians would pray for us
就在生命的某一个点上面
And then at a specific point of your life